It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joining us now from NFL Network, joining us with Vinny and Haney. Let's bring in Amber Theo Harris. Amber, good morning your time. Good afternoon our time.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back. I always like talking with you.
We appreciate your time as always. Let's start out there in L.A. And we were talking yesterday with Will Brinson, and Vinny and I have been bringing this up as well. Rams made it to the Super Bowl. Chargers made it to the division round. They got trounced by New England. But with Todd Gurley's uncertain health status, and then you got Phillip Rivers another year older, is there a concern out west with those two particular teams that, you know, there could be a downturn, at least in regards to wins and losses? Not saying they won't contend, but maybe the expectations won't be as high?
I don't think so. I think people are excited because they felt like there was a little bit of unfinished business, especially with the Rams. McVay saying that he may have overthought the Super Bowl was really interesting. It shows that he looked back on his mistakes and he's kind of regrouping, and being such a young coach and being so successful so young, I think things are only going to get better for him and better for the Rams. And like you said, the thing I do worry about is Todd Gurley, especially not having C.J. Anderson. That's kind of what carried them through the playoffs, was that they did have C.J. there, and now that he's gone, they still haven't answered the questions. So what are you going to do when Todd's knee goes out, because he has arthritis? That's not something that gets better. It's going to flare up throughout the season, and they're going to have to constantly try to manage it. So that's the concern. I know when we talk about that team within the NFL Network, but at the same time, you know, well, let me back up. If they don't have that running game, everything Jared Goff does kind of falls apart, because they rely so much on that play action pass, and that's what really allowed Jared Goff to elevate his game after his first year in the league. He was able to turn things around because they got Todd Gurley going. Sean McVay came in. They used the play action pass. And now if they don't establish that run, you know, I don't know what kind of quarterback Goff can be. But I still like the receivers. I still like the defense. As long as you have Aaron Donald in the middle pressuring quarterbacks, you're going to be a good defense. They have a good back end. The secondary is going to be strong. So, you know, I think that the Todd Gurley is the question mark. Let's see what they do to try to come up with a backup plan for the times that he is injured. And as for the Chargers, I'm excited for the Chargers. You know, Bosa being healthy, I don't ever underestimate Phillip Rivers. I don't think, even though he's another year older, I don't think we saw signs of that. I just think the Patriots really had their number in that AFC championship game. If you remember, they're coming off the Ravens game, right? And the Ravens were stopped by the defense that the Chargers came up with. Then they tried to run that same defense, that penny defense or whatever you want to call it, against the Patriots, and the Patriots just ran it right down their throat. So I think it was bad game planning. I don't think it was a sign of, like, wear or being overmatched. I think it was a terrible defensive game plan for them.
Amber,
I'm not worried about it.
Are you buying in on the Cleveland Browns?
Ah, man, you're asking a girl from Baltimore if she's buying the Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay, as a football person, somebody not from Baltimore, I think I've seen a lot of teams that look good on paper. I've been doing this 20 years. I see a lot of teams that look good on paper. And I think what they're doing is amazing. And I think John Dorsey deserves all of the credit, especially for pulling off the OBJ trade. I really feel like they just stole him from the Giants. And Baker Mayfield will continue to prove people wrong and impress people. I really do think so. I would like to see even more development and maturity in year two, and I think we will. He gave us no reason to believe there wouldn't be that. They look good on paper. Otherwise, let's see them win a couple games. You know, the Steelers are still underestimated. As long as Ben Roethlisberger's there, I think they have a chance. I really like the Ravens. I really want to see what Lamar does. I know that he's been working, and you guys can tell me more about this, but I know he's been working specifically on his passing game. I want to see him with Mark Ingram. I think having a running game is going to be awesome. And then Earl Thomas in the secondary now. I just think it's too tough of a division to crown somebody the winners. Like, people are so excited about the Browns without seeing one game played. It's always a bang-em-up division.
You know, what's funny is we had Mary Kate Cabot on yesterday, and I asked her, you know, where are the weaknesses? And she says they really don't have any. So it's going to be interesting to follow the Browns, because there's going to be a lot of pressure on them, a lot of national TV games early. And the thing, Amber, the thing that scares me a little bit is that nobody's talking about the Steelers. You know, I mean,
that's what I was trying to say. I feel like people are like, you know, the Browns and the Ravens had some exciting moves as well. But nobody's even talking about the Steelers now. And the Steelers, what's held them back the past couple of years is all the off-the-field drama, I feel. They just couldn't get it together with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. And now that that's out of the way, they're going to go one of two ways. Like, let's see if they can win without Antonio Brown. Let's see if Juju... the only reason Juju ate is because Antonio was full, right? Well, let's see if Juju can survive without Antonio. There's a lot of questions, but I still think they're a very talented team. They're still the Steelers. They're always in it till the end. So I agree with you. People shouldn't disregard the Steelers by any means.
Now, Amber, the thing that I need to see at the mini camp and during training camp and stuff from the Ravens, I think they still have some big questions, is pass rush. You know, who's going to rush the passer, because they really, other than Matt Judon, they don't have anybody. And then Lamar's accuracy from the pocket. I mean, it is going to be extremely critical that he learns how to throw the football from the pocket, because defenses are going to make him have to do that.
Yeah, and I want to see what happens. Like you said, you guys, I'll be listening to your reports to hear how he looks. I'm sure, you know, I'll be listening to our analysts at our network to see what they think about his progression, especially guys like Kurt Warner and David Carr, who are great at breaking down our quarterbacks. But if we can develop a passing game, we're going to be a really fast offense, especially with Hollywood Brown. And I think maybe what we'll see early is them confuse defenses with, they're doing something a little different, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's going to be somebody like the Chargers who came in that playoff game and figured out, all right, let's just play one backer, linebacker. Let's have all these defensive backs, and we'll just stuff them. And that's what they did. So unless they come up with something a little different and have that mix of a passing game, it's going to be a long season for Lamar Jackson. But, or like I said, if we could see them win a couple games early because defenses are confused. And then this is the NFL. They're going to figure out how to stop that kind of offense. And then they're going to have to make adjustments. And that's going to be the big question mark around Lamar Jackson. I think he can do it. I think we saw glimpses of a passing game, little ones that were encouraging, but he's really got to step that up. There's no doubt about it. And losing, you know, they lose Za'Darius Smith and C.J. Mosley. I mean, C.J. Mosley being a leader, one thing the Ravens have always had is kind of like that defensive leader, the heart of a defense. They've had Ray Lewis. They've had Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed. Those guys are all gone now. And then C.J. was kind of that guy. C.J.'s gone. So who's going to be the heart of the defense will be a big question.
Yeah, because Earl Thomas, I mean, if he doesn't have his speed, you know, he hadn't played 16 games in, what, the last 3 or 4 years, so that's going to be interesting. The interesting thing is going to be, too, Amber, is who wears the green dot? Who's calling the defenses?
That's the big question. I don't know who that'll be. I guess we'll see who emerges. But, yeah, Earl Thomas, in his prime, and I hate to say he's not in his prime, I think he still has so much competition left in him. He has a lot left in the tank, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. In his prime, he's a guy that could lead a defense and be the heart of a defense. And I remember interviewing him after so many of those Seattle big wins when he was part of the Legion of Boom, and just his enthusiasm and his excitement and love of the game is just infectious. But he's also a guy, you know, that sometimes if things aren't going right, we've also seen that side. So I would love to see the Earl that I've seen before that has a chip on his shoulder, plays hard, leads defenses. I think he could have a renaissance of sorts of sorts in Baltimore if he stays healthy.
Now, somebody that seems to have a chip on their shoulders, Joe Flacco. What did you think of Joe's comments?
You know what? I have always defended Joe. I feel like he's always gotten a little bit of a tough. It just always seems like people want to be against Joe Flacco in this league. Even the year that he went to the Super Bowl, they pointed out the fact that he had a 52% completion percentage in the regular season, and it was just the playoffs that he showed up for. Well, okay, he showed up for the playoffs, and he won him a Super Bowl. Like, give the guy some credit.
Better than
and
James
I like
Harden.
John, go ahead.
Better than James Harden.
Exactly. I like that he that John Elway has really gotten his back, right, and said, like, he's our guy. I think that's what Joe needs. But for Joe to say, it's not my job to develop Drew Lock, I completely agree with him. And I've watched my colleague Kurt Warner be on Twitter all morning saying, like, I just don't understand this. Why can't it's better for the whole team if everybody develops and everybody wins and Joe learns the offense even better if he's teaching it to Drew? And look, God bless Kurt. He's a man of faith. I love him. He's one of the best people I know, but I'm not the same person as him. And I would say, if you hire my replacement, my job is to be a team player, do my job as best as I can, be ready, learn the playbook, go out there. In my first year, mind you, it's not like he's some veteran that has been in that system for years. This is his first year with new receivers, with a new coach, with a new offense. He needs to be the best he can be, and the best way to help his team is to be as competitive as he can be, and he's gonna bring Drew Lock up by competing with him. And now if Drew wants to learn from Joe and ask him questions, Joe should be a gracious teammate and a gracious veteran and help him. If he asks him questions, I don't think Joe's job is to come up with some sort of a plan to make Drew Lock this great quarterback. That's the job of the organization.
Yep.
Joe needs to worry about himself. And I don't think there's any problem with him saying, that's not my job. It doesn't mean I'm going to be a jerk to the guy. I'm not going to be welcoming to the guy. I'm not going to help the guy if he asks me. I'm not going to teach him. He didn't say any of that. He just said, it's not my job. He goes, I hope he develops.
Right.
It's not my job. And I agree 1,000% with Flacco. If somebody hired your replacement, Bob, and you knew that's your replacement, your job is to be a team player and a professional and do your job while you're there as well as you can to make that show the best it can be when you're the starter, right? Not to be making your replacement as good as they can be. Your job is to be a team player and help them, but not to, like, your focus and your energy should not be on making your replacement better.
Well, I am a selfless guy, Amber, as you know, so I would be all about the team. Amber Theo Harris.
You can't all be saints like Kurt Warner.
That's right.
Well, I just ask Kurt if Eli helped him out at all.
Exactly. I mean, I love Kurt, you know, and I know Kurt, he's a Christian. Like, he's going to give to other people. But as a competitor, you have to spend your time making yourself ready to compete at the most elite level. And if you have time, be gracious and be kind and help the guys under you. But I don't think it's your job or your priority to do that.
Amber Theo Harris, NFL Network. Amber, we appreciate the time.
Thanks,
as
Amber.
Always.
Thanks, guys. Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
The Red Sox putting barbecue sauce on crabs is a travesty.
Unacceptable.
We need to close the gates of the city. We cannot let this happen again.
Well, they suck anyway, so let them do what they got to do. Talk to you later.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, bye. Amber Theo Harris, NFL Network. Here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.